Thank you, Vice Chair, High Commissioner, Assistant High Commissioner. We commend the work UNHCR has undertaken this year to provide international protection and humanitarian assistance for refugees and other persons of concern, despite the unprecedented limitations in operating across national borders during a pandemic and in humanitarian on humanitarian access in areas affected by conflict. Your staff continue to stay and deliver, and we commend them. We also appreciate the visits across the world by the High Commissioner and his leadership team to highlight issues faced by refugees and other forcibly displaced people. Upholding humanitarian principles and ensuring accountability to international humanitarian and refugee law continues to be vitally important. The UK appreciates UNHCR's work in contexts of conflict and violence, including that to support refugees in Tigray, the continued advocacy for comprehensive protection for Syrian refugees, and now the difficult work you're undertaking in Afghanistan and the region. As I mentioned yesterday, the UK is fully engaged in support for these contexts. UNHCR has set out a sobering account of the ways COVID-19 has contributed to a declining sense of shared responsibility and cooperation globally, and how public health measures have taken precedence over commitments towards the protection of refugees and displaced populations, including IDPs and stateless persons. It's worrying to hear that this has resulted in instances where the principle of non-refoulement was breached and access to asylum denied. The UK will continue to lobby for the inclusion of refugees through our engagement with COVAX, the humanitarian buffer, and support for national vaccination plans. It's encouraging that the pandemic has been an opportunity to adapt and bring innovation, including through the provision of registration and RSD services, through remote arrangements making public health responses more inclusive of IDPs, and adapting sexual and gender-based violence response programming by expanding remote case management. We are, however, concerned that sex, age and disability disaggregated reporting on COVID-19 cases, deaths and vaccinations has declined in humanitarian contexts. In both Somalia and Nigeria, less than a third of vaccinations have gone to women. We hope UNHCR will continue to work with government and partners to identify and target priority at-risk groups, facilitate equitable access and monitor who benefits from vaccine rollout by collecting and analysing disaggregated data for its persons of concern. Gender equality is vital to achieving impartial and effective humanitarian action, not least because it harnesses the voices and capabilities of women and girls alongside men and boys as leaders, decision makers and first responders. The UK remains committed to tackling gender inequality and sexual and gender-based violence in all its forms and to ensure women and adolescent girls have access to sexual and reproductive health rights and services. We are pleased to see UNHCR's recognition of programming to prevent and respond to sexual and gender-based violence as a life-saving institutional priority, and your efforts of doing this in collaboration with community and women-led organisations and local partners. Providing education to girls will be a vital component of this. Education will empower and equip girls to lead change in their countries and communities. We welcome UNHCR's new five-year action plan on disability inclusion and support an inclusive approach to addressing displaced people's needs, including for LGBT+, and religious and ethnic minorities. Finally, we look forward to the Global Refugee Forum this December. The Global Compact on Refugees remains critical to ensuring global burden and responsibility sharing, and has already been seen as successful during the COVID-19 pandemic. We look forward to playing our part. Thank you.